Hello. Welcome to the St. Philip the Apostle School Social Studies Podcast. The podcast you're about to hear is put together by our junior high students and will center around social studies. It is one of the many results of our school investing in technology through the Learning Commons and other areas. The students sometimes discuss things they learned in class, topics we discussed in class, or current events they are interested in. The purpose of this podcast is to introduce the students at St. Philip the Apostle School to different forms of media and get them used to speaking knowledgeably on topics. My name is Mr. W, and I facilitate these podcasts. You're likely not to hear much from me during these episodes, as my role is to ask questions and keep the conversation going, but the material is largely up to the students. You may hear full tables of eight participants, solo scripted podcasts, team scripted podcasts, discussion-based podcasts, and even debates. I hope you enjoy listening as much as we enjoy making these podcasts. Thank you for listening.
Quick warning, this podcast will be rather dark. Listener discretion is advised. Now that we've got that out of the way, let's just set up some quick background here. This portion of the podcast is all about the beauty standards of the Elizabethan era. To start off, most people wanted to look like the Queen, Elizabeth I. And to be honest, who can blame them? The greatest monarch England has ever seen, and possibly the best they ever will, in my opinion at least. Anyway, Queen Elizabeth I used white lead and vinegar, this mixture is called ceruse, to keep her skin at the natural shade she had when she first took the throne, as well as being used to make her seem youthful. Secondly, Elizabeth had very pale skin, and since everybody wanted to be her, they used arsenic to lighten their skin. Anyone else freaking out? Good, you should be. Here's a list of some of the effects of prolonged exposure to arsenic. 1. Cancer. 2. Diabetes. 3. Various neurological effects. 4. Various cardiac disorders. 5. Reproductive failure, and many other horrid things that I'm just going to spare you from. Basically, what I'm trying to say is that people poison themselves to look like their idol, and this still happens. Actually, it happens a lot more than it should. You want to know what Botox is in its purest form? Botox used to be onobotulinum toxin A, which is, guess what, the most potent neurotoxin that's naturally occurring on planet Earth. For the record, after Botox has been transformed from onobotulinum toxin with whatever processing it uses, it's relatively safe and less likely to kill you because the doctors using it are trained. Anyway, in its purest form, just a few drops of onobotulinum toxin A can paralyze and kill you. Anyway, let's move into something a little less nightmare-inducing. People used to wear corsets, right? This was to make them more attractive to men by thinning out their waists. And, well, that's probably only one of the reasons they did that. It might have been done for many more reasons that we still don't know about. Where was I? Excuse me if I go back. Tight lacing more attractive to men, squeeze internal organs. Oh yeah, somebody died of tight lacing in June of 1890. And if I didn't go over it already, tight lacing is lacing up a corset to a point where a person could barely breathe. Men and women all over the world, all throughout centuries, have harmed themselves and even killed themselves by attempting to look more beautiful or appealing. Even now, women are telling doctors to fix their appearance, and some of those doctors are botching those surgeries that they're using and permanently scarring or even in extreme cases killing these women. If anyone listening to this has thought about getting plastic surgery, I urge you not to. I have no say in if you do or not, but hopefully this information will change your mind. Thank you for listening, and I hope I haven't messed up too much.